Well, this is a quick press conference.
We like to keep it simple. Do you know any more about Stokely this morning?
No, no. Get a better indication by Wednesday where he's at. He's going through all the tests that you normally go through.
Are you guys one of the teams that put guys through that before? Kind of do all those tests to get like a baseline?
Yeah, he's had concussion before, so he's had some tests previous to this, and so they've got a pretty good log on him where he's at.
Honestly, Pittman took advantage of his opportunity. Mm-hmm. Can you just talk about what you saw from him now while he performed?
Yeah, I thought Michael did a great job. You know, he ran the ball extremely well, pass protected well. You know, took advantage of his opportunity. Everything that you wanted him to do, he did.
Could you see him keeping that starting, role?
Yeah, you play like that, you get an opportunity to get more playing time. And one of the reasons why he got as much playing time in this game as he did was for obvious reasons the way he played last week. And he sure didn't hurt himself in this game.
Was your plan to rotate him and Hall initially, but the Pittman was playing so well? Or?
No, after he played how he played the week before, thought he deserved the opportunity to play full time. And if he got tired, he's going to take himself out and let Andre go in there. But played well enough the week before to give himself an opportunity to keep the job.
Brandon talked a little bit about it in his post game. Were you worried about his fatigue, or going back into the film?
Well, anytime you get 14 points behind and you got to throw the ball as much as we did, that's the nature of a wide receiver. They're always going to be a little tired. And we didn't have the substitution to be able to, substitute him as much as we would have liked, when everybody went down.
He indicated that because of his fumbles, he might not fight for that extra yard that he's so known for. Will you give him maybe that there might be another option?
Well, you just got to tuck the ball away. I think, Brandon understands, the National Football League, and people are going to be stripping the ball, and you can't carry it to the outside. And, that's an example for, obviously, Brandon. It's an example for Jay. He turned up inside. He's got to have two hands on that ball as well, so. We had a couple opportunities pass by with a couple turnovers, and as we've talked about against Kansas City, it's hard to win when you stop yourself.
One of Jay Cutler's biggest, I would say, assets, personality-wise, is that he can be so unaffected and nonchalant. And I think you even talked about it when he first came here. But at some point, do you see that being a hindrance in how he manages the game somehow and makes decisions on the field?
I don't understand your question.
Because he's he can be nonchalant and unaffected, and that's a good thing, dust things off his shoulders. But when it comes to just making clear decisions and who he...
Well, don't misinterpret that for not having a sense of urgency carrying. I mean, Jay is a guy that, believe me, is very competitive, and he knows how important it is to protect the football. But things like that do happen, and when something like that does happen, you're hoping in the future, when he does take off, knowing the speed and the quickness of some of those defensive tackles and defensive ends, he'll have two hands on the ball. That's just the nature of this, of his job. And the more experience he gets, the better he's going to be. But that does happen, and he can make plays with his feet, and a lot of quarterbacks can't do that. So you don't want to take it away from him. You just want to make sure when he is running downfield, he's aware of, people reaching for the ball.
After a game like that where he had those kind of turnovers, would you specifically speak to him on that, or is it better to kind of let it ride, would you say?
Well, I think it was just one turnover, the interception that you're talking about. And he just gave Brandon Marshall a chance. To me, it was a very smart play. It was third down and eight. He threw it up in the air. It was better than a punt. Ball's at the 5-6 yard line. That's being, a smart quarterback. He knew maybe he should have maybe threw a couple yards less to give Brandon a better chance to catch the football, but timing was a little bit off. But, those are things that a smart quarterback, is going to take a shot at, not caring about the stats, trying to make a play.
Defensively, players are still talking about run fits. Do you have any concerns about that?
Well, yeah. I mean, anytime you get a big play like that, 48-yard play for a touchdown, every once in a while, it's those things are going to happen. But you want to have your safeties or corners make the play so it doesn't turn into a touchdown. And unfortunately, we didn't make that play. But everything's not going to be perfect with run fits. It never is. But you still don't want to give up the big play. Safety's got to find a way to make that tackle.
Overall, coming along.
Yeah, we're making strides. We're making strides. I think you saw in that first quarter, and we had a fumble recovery, and we had the next two possessions. We played extremely well first quarter. And the fourth quarter, we had, I think, three series of maybe 25 yards and three punts. And then all of a sudden, they control the clock for the last 6 minutes. So, we've got to get better. We've got to improve, and we're going to keep on working at it. But we've played in segments like first quarter and part of the fourth quarter, except for that last drive, and we just got to build on it.
Are you worried about Boss himself? It seemed like a couple times he had to come out for...
Same thing. He's had that ankle problem. Hopefully it keeps on getting better, but probably bother him most of the year. Yeah, usually you don't see very much. Every once in a while you might see one team do it, but over the years I haven't seen very many teams make any blockbuster trades or anything like that. They say that for the other sports, I think.
Tony Gonzalez has been rumored to be looking for a trade. Would you be sad if he left Kansas City and ended up somewhere?
It all depends what they get for him. Now, Tony's a great player, as we all know, and compensation's always a part of it, but just kind of wait and see.
Did you look at the penalty calls again?
Mm-hmm.
What did you think?
It's every game. There's probably five or six plays that you can look back every game, but you've got to be able to make the plays beforehand. Everybody will go to the obvious, maybe it's a pass interference or a call or a non-call, and you got to be able to take advantage of much earlier than that. We had a chance to put the game away early, and we didn't do it, and all of a sudden we found ourselves in a slugfest and couldn't come away with it.
I was reading the Jacksonville paper this morning. They were talking about the fact that they felt they were able to exploit Drake White and soft coverage. They felt he was given on Matt Jones and some of the other receivers. Did you feel like he was laying off too much?
I thought Dre made a couple plays in that game, made a couple good plays, and they made a couple plays themselves. Very smart not to throw at Champ.
Are you getting more of that?
People thrown away from Champ?
I mean, Tampa didn't throw a ball his way.
No, I think that's very smart on their part. Yeah, Champ makes a lot of plays, both in the running game and the passing game. Oh, yeah, there's always things you can do. You can roll up to, his side. You can, there's a lot of different things you can do.
Do you feel that's necessary yet, given what people are doing?
Can't tell you. You have to show up Monday night.
If I don't ask, well, you didn't ask.
For the record, he has asked. Anything else?
With the blitz package yesterday, it seemed like when you blitz, it's pretty effective, except on that one where Thrower kept it.
Yeah, that was a great play. Not many people make that play, but he did, strong. Yeah, we did. When we did blitz, it was effective. Had a couple turnovers and big turnovers at the time and kept us in the game.
Kenny Peterson's leading you in sacks. That's a guy that's been cut from this team before. Has he made a step since then?
Well, a lot of times when, obviously Kenny with three sacks has done a good job. But, sometimes a guy will get sacks. A guy will have one or two sacks, and the guy won't have any, and he's still putting a lot of pressure on the quarterback. So we've got, Elvis didn't get any, I don't believe, in that game, did he? And yet he put a lot of pressure on that quarterback, and, Kenny did a good job and had a chance to get another one. And so just keep on working, and those sacks will come. But we just got to, do some fine-tuning and keep on getting better on defense and quit playing a quarter and a half and try to put four quarters together. And same thing offensively, moving the football and not turning it over, stopping ourselves. And those are the things you work for during the week, and hopefully we can get it done for New England.
The fact that you did put up 17 points in offense, was that mostly turnovers? Was it receiver injuries when you looked at the film?
Well, I think you could You know, you fumble the ball in the 5-6 yard line, you fumble the ball in the 50-yard line, you got a 4th-and-1 that you don't make. I mean, there's a number of scenarios that you can go through, and obviously Stokely going out of the game with one of our packages didn't help. We had a 4 wide receiver set, so that was eliminated early in the second quarter. So all those type of things, but hey, everybody has injuries, so you got to work through it.
Okay. Sure, is Trey on target to practice this week?
Yeah, we'll practice on Wednesday.
Maybe just one.
No more.
Really?
Yes.
I'm glad.
I'm glad to see that Marco's having a better day today.
Yes.
I couldn't be happier.